60 seconds away from your shock collar question of the day. But first, you're probably all familiar with the phrase, looks like somebody got up on the wrong side of the bed.
Yes.
Whoa. It's a phrase that's uttered here in the studio pretty much daily. And that basically means you start off the morning feeling tired, unhappy, uncomfortable, or grumpy.
Yeah, for sure.
So you're talking about all of us?
Yeah.
Or...
pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much every single
okay.
one of us. But have you ever wondered which side of the bed is the wrong side? I have a lot. And thanks to a new survey, we have an answer. According to a nationwide study, people who get off of the bed on the right side are more likely to feel tired and irritable in the morning.
What?
Than
what?
People who get out of bed on the left side.
So it's actually a thing? Like there's legit a better side of the bed to get up on?
Yep. According to the survey, people who got up on the left side feel like they're awake an average of 6 minutes earlier, and their mood picks up an average of 15 minutes earlier than people who get up on the right side of the bed.
Oh, this isn't fair. My bed is pushed against a wall in a corner. I can only get out on the right side of the bed.
So you're stuck on the wrong side of the bed.
I'm stuck every day in a bad mood.
I'm a left-sider.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
The survey didn't offer any concrete reason on why people who wake up on the left side of the bed are happier, but we do have one theory. People who sleep on the right side of their bodies are more likely to have heartburn and acid reflux because it opens up a pathway between your stomach and your esophagus.
Oh.
Yeah, that just makes everyone on the right side of the bed sound like a 60-year-old man.
Yeah. And those stomach issues could make you sleep worse and feel worse in the morning. What is the solution? Do what I do. Don't sleep on a bed. Let the bed sleep on you.
Genius.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
good.
You got it all figured out.
Man.
I sleep under the bed.
Yeah.
Then I'm never getting up on the wrong side of the bed.
Perfect.
You're like a little cat.
I clean myself under there, too.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into the shock collar question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? I'm drawing a name out of the hat because I had the shock collar last. And let's see who I got. Brooke. Brooke Fox.
Oh, lovely.
There you go.
All right. Brooke's got the shock collar while she's putting that on. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
The average apparel store in America closes down within the first 1 to 2 years after it opens. It's one of the hardest businesses to start and keep going. But recently, the job website Monster took a look at the top 50 apparel brands that are not only surviving, but thriving in today's challenging marketplace. And in the top 10 were brands like Nike, which had a profit margin of 9.8%. Also, Ralph Lauren, which had a profit margin of 10.4%.
Yeah.
But which apparel store currently leads them all with a whopping 17.6% profit margin from the past year?
Gosh.
Wow, that's a great question.
So, not going to go with Macy's.
Not
or
doing
JC
well.
Penney. My first instinct is to say Lane Bryant.
Oh.
To go with a plus size store.
Yeah. That's actually really smart.
Their blouses are so comfy there.
Yeah.
Sundresses too.
But shoes are really big. I've seen a lot of van stores popping up.
It's got to be something that's huge, that's like international, that everyone knows.
Like, I feel like it has to be something that like you love going to the store. Like,
yeah, you get like, excited.
Yeah, you like the online experience isn't as good as actually going there.
Can we rule out Abercrombie and Fitch just right away?
Yes, we can.
That whole place is terrible.
What about H&M?
Oh my gosh, that's really smart. You know, everybody I know shops at H&M.
And it's an international store.
And it's fashionable, and it's international, exactly. Oh, you know who else is international? If we're going that route, Urban Outfitters.
No, they get too much bad backlash.
Hang on, think about it for just a second. Read the question one more time.
Recently, the job website Monster took a look at the top 50 most profitable apparel brands that are not only surviving but thriving in today's challenging marketplace. Some of the ones in the top 10 were Nike, which had a profit margin of 9.8, and Ralph Lauren. But which apparel store currently leads them all with a 17.6% profit margin from the past year?
Dang. Dang it, apparel store. Because I was like, Sephora. It's got to be Sephora.
Does Amazon count?
No. Okay. I love Anthropology. I think I'm going to stick with my original Lane Bryant guess.
Lane Bryant? Not H&M? Yeah.
Okay. No, I think I'm going to go Lane Bryant.
Okay.
According to the job website Monster, some of the most profitable apparel brands in the world right now are Nike, who had a profit margin of 9.8%, and Ralph Lauren. But the number one most lucrative apparel brand right now with a huge profit margin of 17.6% is the Canadian athletic apparel brand, best known for their yoga clothing and accessories, Lululemon Athletica.
Yeah, that's because everything in there costs $45,000.
Yeah,
yeah, because their markup is $8 billion.
All right, so you got it wrong, and I got the lyrics to "Closer" by the Chainsmokers. You can sing that before you get shocked, Brooke. Make sure shot call is on. Okay, whenever you're
ready. Give me the. I can't.
Maybe coming closer in the backseat of my cupboard.
She doesn't have that part.
I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them. I hope I never see them again.
There you go.
I know it breaks your heart.
By the way, this is for people, all the people who, whenever they meet us, go, "You guys work in radio, you must love music." This is how well we know the songs.
Moved to the city in a broke down car at 4 years, no calls. I don't know that song very well.
We couldn't tell. Yeah,
oh, that hurt.
Kind of hard to hear, but Brooke got shocked while she was laughing.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Well,
and your phone tap is coming up in just a few minutes.